This podcast is supported by the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist, and I'm alarmed by the intrusions of religion into our secular government. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective organization of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate. Phone 1-800-335-4021, 1-800-335-4021, or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Hey everyone, it's Estet Herndon, political reporter for the New York Times. When I became a journalist, I made a promise to my readers, like the way that doctors take an oath to their patients. I committed to bringing the truth to light, no matter which party, business, organization, or person I'm reporting on. I have to be persistent, I have to do research, and I have to push back when someone tries to hide or spin the facts. And I know I'm going to write stories that both Democrats and Republicans don't like. But that's what the New York Times has been doing for more than a century, and that's what we're going to keep doing. We believe the public deserves the right to make up their mind based on the facts. So if you want to support this kind of work, you can subscribe to the New York Times at nytimes.com/subscribe.
The New York Times editorial board just announcing that they are endorsing Hillary Clinton for president.
The newspaper's editorial board says both candidates are the best qualified to win their party's
nomination. An endorsement of a newspaper like the New York Times helps to contribute to the sense of inevitability.
For more than a century of elections, the New York Times editorial board has endorsed a presidential candidate. Historically, the editorial board interviews each of the candidates behind closed doors and then publishes their choice in the New York Times opinion section. But we live in overwhelming times. The 2020 election is beginning in the shadow of voter suppression, election hacking, a presidential impeachment, not to mention frightening climate change and escalating foreign conflicts. So, for the first time ever, we're giving you a front row seat where you'll hear candidates dive deep on their strategies and plans to combat the greatest issues facing our nation and the world, and answer the questions you won't hear on the debate stage.
It's 5% of the pay for. Okay. Give me a break.
What I'm suggesting is we actually make capitalism's goals align with ours.
I don't agree with the premise. I don't think it's incremental to finally get something done on climate change.
Welcome to The Choice, a new podcast from the New York Times opinion section. I'm Katie Kingsbury, and I oversee the editorial board of the New York Times. Join us while we grill the candidates.
Thank you so much, but I do need you to answer the question.
Debate one another.
What matters is beating Trump, which is your other major concern.
Well, but some
and make our choice to help you make yours. Join us for our first episode on Friday, January 17th. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.